In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.
O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you would do.
Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will, to live and to endure.
Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine.
Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with you the perfect life of your eternity. Amen.
Prayer for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, powerful consoler, sacred bond of the Father and the Son, hope of the afflicted, descend into my heart and establish in it your loving dominion.
Enkindle in my tepid soul the fire of your love, so that I may be wholly subject to you. We believe that when you dwell in us, you also prepare a dwelling for the Father and the Son. Deign, therefore, to come to me, consoler of abandoned souls and protector of the needy.
Help the afflicted, strengthen the weak, and support the wavering. Come and purify me. Let no evil desire take possession of me. You love the humble and resist the proud.
Come to me, glory of the living and hope of the dying. Lead me by your grace that I may always be pleasing to you. Amen.
O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten, guide, strengthen, and console me. Tell me what I must do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit to whatever you wish of me and to accept whatever you allow to happen to me. Only make me know your will. Amen. Litany of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, our Father, creator and sustainer of all,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Lord and Redeemer of the human family,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, Defender and Guide,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, co-equal with the Father and the Son,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, our Comforter,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, our Sanctifier,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, our Advocate and Paraclete,
have mercy on us.
Promise of God the Father, most bounteous,
have mercy on us.
Ray of heavenly light,
have mercy on us.
Author of all good,
have mercy on us.
Source of divine water,
have mercy on us.
All-consuming fire,
have mercy on us.
Spiritual unction,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of truth and power,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of counsel and fortitude,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of knowledge and piety,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of fear of the Lord,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of compunction,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of grace and prayer,
have mercy on us.
Word of wisdom and knowledge,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of faith, healing, and miracles,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of prophecy, discernment, tongues, and interpretation,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of love, peace, and joy,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of patience, endurance, kindness, and generosity,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of faith, mildness, and chastity.
Have mercy on us.
Spirit of modesty and continence.
Have mercy on us.
Spirit of adoption as children of God.
Have mercy on us.
Spirit of praise, worship, and adoration.
Have mercy on us.
You through whom spoke holy men and women of God.
Have mercy on us.
You who overshadowed the Virgin Mary.
Have mercy on us.
You by whom Mary conceived Jesus, our Savior.
Have mercy on us.
You who reinstated us into the kingdom of God at our baptism.
Have mercy on us.
You who give us ministry gifts at our confirmation.
Have mercy on us.
You who empower us in the other sacraments.
Have mercy on us.
You by whom we are reborn.
Have mercy on us.
You who dwell in us as in a temple.
Have mercy on us.
You who govern and animate your church.
Have mercy on us.
You who are the heart of God's holy church.
Have mercy on us.
You who fill the whole world.
Have mercy on us.
That you will renew the human family.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may shed your light upon us.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may pour your love into our hearts.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may inspire us to love ourselves and others.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may teach us to ask for the graces we need each day.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may enlighten us with your heavenly wisdom.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may guide us in the way of holiness.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may make us obedient to your commands.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may teach us how to pray.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may always pray with and for us.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may inspire us with horror for sin.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may direct us in the practice of virtue.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may make us persevere in a holy life.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may make us faithful to our vocation.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may grant us good bishops, priests, deacons, and religious.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may make us good men and women of God.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may give us good Christian parents and families.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may grant your church spiritual renewal.
We beseech you, hear us.
That you may continue to protect, guide, and console our Holy Father.
We beseech you, hear us.
Lamb of God, who takes away our sins.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away our sins.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away our sins.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Holy Spirit, hear us.
Holy Spirit, graciously hear us.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Create a clean heart in us, O Lord.
Renew a right spirit in us, O Lord.
Let us pray.
Merciful Father, grant that your divine spirit may cleanse, inflame, and enlighten our minds and hearts. Enable us thereby to be fruitful in good works for the glory of your majesty and for the spiritual and material well-being of your people, redeemed by the blood of your beloved Son. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit of love. Amen.
Prayer for the help of the Holy Spirit. O God, send forth your Holy Spirit into my heart, that I may perceive into my mind, that I may remember, and into my soul that I may meditate. Inspire me to speak with piety, holiness, tenderness, and mercy.
Teach, guide, and direct my thoughts and senses from beginning to end. May your grace ever help and correct me, and may I be strengthened now with wisdom from on high, for the sake of your infinite mercy. Amen.
Pentecost Prayer. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. From your bright and blissful home, rays of healing light impart.
Come, Father of the poor, source of gifts that will endure, light of every human heart.
You of all consolers best, of the soul most kindly guest, quickening courage do bestow.
In hard labor you are rest, in the heat you refresh best, and solace give in our woe.
O most blessed light divine, let your radiance in us shine, and our inmost being fill.
Nothing good by man is thought, nothing right by him is wrought, when he spurns your gracious will.
Cleanse our souls from sinful stain, lave our dryness with your rain, heal our wounds and mend our way.
Bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray.
On the faithful who in you trust with childlike piety, deign your sevenfold gifts to send.
Give them virtue's rich increase, saving grace to die in peace. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia.
Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who, before ascending into heaven, did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the Spirit of wisdom,
that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal.
Grant me the Spirit of understanding,
to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth.
Grant me the Spirit of counsel,
that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven.
Grant me the Spirit of fortitude,
that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation.
Grant me the Spirit of knowledge,
that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints.
Grant me the Spirit of piety,
that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable.
Grant me the Spirit of fear of the Lord,
that I may be filled with a loving reverence toward God and may dread in any way to displease Him.
Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your Spirit. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Morning Has Broken is a production of the Living Bread Radio Network. To listen on demand, go to livingbreadradio.com or download the free Living Bread Radio app.